Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. You know, David, there are some people out there who try to use fancy talk to bamboozle folks sitting in front of them. People really need to say what they mean and mean what they say. Some people in the financial world speak in code, and it's important for you to learn how to crack that code. And I want to give you a few examples here, and you translate for me, sort of like that hospitalist that you talked about recently. You can be a translator here. Let's say that I'm a financial advisor. Someone comes in, and they're sitting down, they're talking to me, and I say to that person, "We've experienced a significant market correction this month." What am I really saying?
Well, what you're really saying there is, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, your portfolio lost money this month. And frankly, that's okay because markets go up and markets go down. And if you didn't understand that when you started working with that advisor, then, you know, some additional questions and discussion should have been had. Yeah. So anyway, the important thing is that if you have money in the markets, you need to understand that markets go up, markets go down. What you want to have is a portfolio that is sized or its risk is appropriate to what the expectations you have and your risk tolerance.
You know, you need to say what you mean and mean what you say. And that's exactly what you get with David Dickens. A lot of what you do, David, is education. I know you love educating the folks that you work with every day.
I do. It's one of the most fun things about my job. And frankly, it's amazing to me how spotty the financial education is in this country. We don't teach it in schools. You don't get it in high school, and you have to search it out in college. So it is really a fun part of my job.
Okay, the next one here. Let's say that I'm that financial advisor who is not exactly dealing with straight talk, and I say, "Listen, we're forecasting significant upside potential for this particular stock." What am I really saying?
Well, you probably work for a brokerage firm, and your firm has probably taken a large position in that stock, and it's up to you to sell your quota, is my guess. Mm-hmm. So I think what a lot of people don't realize about brokerage firms, and I'm going to just kind of loosely use the term New York, you are not the customer. You think you're the customer, but you are not the customer of that brokerage firm. You are the person who might buy something, stock or a bond or mutual fund, from the broker who is selling it for their customer. Their customer is the institution who created these instruments. So don't confuse yourself in that situation with who the customer is. You are merely a person who is being sold to. And what you want to make sure is that you're getting sold something that is a really good fit for you and not something that company is trying to offload off of their balance sheet.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. I appreciate that. Let's say that I'm that same broker, and I'm sitting here, and I'm talking to Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and what I say is, "Your portfolio has a very high alpha, and I'm worried about your potential for reverse dollar cost averaging once you have to start your RMDs." Now, that sounds kind of confusing. I don't even know what I just said. How would you interpret that?
Well, I would say that that person is probably thinking, if I make it sound like rocket science, then maybe you'll give up and let me manage all your money.
Yeah.
And that'll help me make my car payment this month. So if you've been in the business long enough, and I've been in the business more than 30 years, and well-meaning professionals can sometimes slip into jargon. It pains me when I have a blank look on somebody's face and I've just explained something that I thought was pretty understandable. What I love and what I am always totally comfortable doing when I'm talking to a professional outside of my field of expertise is to say, "Wait a minute, I don't think I understood that." So when I have a client or a prospective client who says, "Wait a minute, I don't think I understood that," well, that's a great tip off of two things for me. First of all, I didn't say it clearly. And second of all, they're really listening. So my baseline is, and I would encourage you to make this your baseline when you're listening, is if it can't be reasonably understood by a smart high school student, then get a better explanation or don't do it. There is so much opportunity for being misled, especially in the financial world. Just make sure that you're getting words that you understand and hopefully a solution, not just a product, that is a really good fit for your plan to help you achieve your goals. In my world, we call that straight talk. So I try to give it out here freely on this show. The only difficulty is that I'm using examples of people I work with, and that's not you. So how do we give out specific financial advice? Well, that's through our financial CPR, our complete planning review. So what is that kind of financial straight talk that I call a financial CPR? Well, it's an analysis that you and I go through, and we basically look at three things. We look at the amount of risk you're taking with your current portfolio, and then we discuss it. I break it down in pretty simple terms to say, here's what you have, and here's what it will do to you in various market environments. We talk about taxes and how those are going to impact you in the years leading up to retirement, how they're going to impact you in retirement, and what you can do about them. And then I give you a really good read on whether your money's going to last at least as long as you do. And that's really important. We do all that analysis for you. It's complimentary. It's really an opportunity for you to get some good education about your money. And there's not a cost or an obligation to do that. It helps you make some better decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. So if you'd like to go through that complete planning review process, it's free, but it'll cost you a little bit of your time, and I think you'll find it to be time really well spent. If you'd like to do that, all you have to do is call our number, and we'll find a time to get together and give you some financial straight talk with our complete planning review.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
The opinions expressed by David Dickens and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subjects covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Brookstone Capital Management and its investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to disclose any conflicts of interest and all associated fees. Additionally, the recently enacted Department of Labor fiduciary rule imposes a fiduciary duty upon advice given to any retirement account, including qualified insurance annuity products. Please refer to the BCM firm brochure, Form ADV 2A, for additional information regarding the fiduciary standard.